With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In the Senate today on Capitol Hill, a lot of hard feelings and a lot of anger.
The Republican-led House impeached Alejandro Mayorkas, charging him with refusing to comply with immigration law and for breach of trust for saying the border was secure. But Democrats who controlled the Senate argue that the articles were unconstitutional and ended the impeachment process without a trial. The top GOP senator said history will not judge this moment well, while the White House said the Senate rightly voted down what it called this baseless impeachment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a lot of big talk and some saber rattling coming out of Tehran.
Iran's president has warned that the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response as the region braces for potential Israeli retaliation after Iran's attack over the weekend. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel in response to an apparent Israeli strike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria on April 1st. That killed 12 people, including two Iranian generals. The United Nations is urging maximum restraint between Israel and Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is brushing off those calls, saying Israel will decide how to respond to Iran's attack. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, European Union leaders vowing to ramp up sanctions against Iran as concern grows the country's unprecedented attack would fuel a much wider war throughout the Middle East. Three Russian missiles slamming into a downtown area of a key northern Ukraine city overnight, hitting an eight-floor apartment building. Now, authorities say at least 17 people were killed, dozens wounded. This is SRN News. There is quite a problem these days with youth pastors in America.
According to a poll conducted by Arizona Christian University, a lot of the men who are leading young people in local churches lack a biblical worldview. The survey finds only 54% of youth ministers believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Just over one-third of them think that there are absolute truths. And only 62% of youth pastors are confident that the Bible is the true word of God to all people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates decrying the Biden administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Federal regs published this week say workers will be entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions. The act passed with robust bipartisan congressional support in 2022. This is SRN News. Inflation in the United Kingdom has fallen to its lowest level in about 2.5 years, that in March, after a further easing in food prices.
Britain's Office for National Statistics says consumer prices rose by 3.2% in the year to March, down from 3.4% in February. That's the lowest level since September 2021. Inflation is still running higher than the Bank of England's target of 2%, but the direction of the move appears clear.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Amazon wants other businesses to know it's not giving up on its Just Walk Out technology, although the company is ditching the cashierless checkout system at its Amazon Fresh grocery stores. It plans to sell the technology to more than 120 third-party businesses. Just Walk Out uses cameras, AI, and trackers to determine what is taken off the shelves. More details at srnnews.com.